the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Hebrew word ruah means wind or breath, and in the sacred scriptures, it is mainly related to God, so we can say that ruah is the breath of God or divine breath. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7 says, Yahweh God shaped man from the soil of the ground and blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living being. The expression blew the breath of life into his nostrils and man became a living being does not refer to the natural life that God gave him, but to the supernatural life that God wanted to share with his creature, we, the human beings. Unlike the rest of creation, with man at that moment, God shares the same divine life with him, infusing him with his breath, the spiritual soul, which made the man his true image and likeness. But it was original sin which caused man to lose the original holiness and justice that he had received from God. The man lost the sanctifying grace and the divinization that this grace implies. Original sin is also called the fall, precisely because before, man had been raised to divine closeness. Faced with the unfortunate consequences of sin, it is worth asking, but why didn't God stop the first man from sinning? St. Thomas Aquinas responds, "There is nothing to prevent human natures being raised up to something greater, even after sin. God permits evil in order to draw forth some greater good." Hence, the words of St. Paul in the letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 20, "However much sin increased, grace was always greater." That is why in the Easter proclamation it is sung, "Happy guilt that deserved to have such a great Redeemer." Christ is that greater good, that overabundance of grace, our great Savior and Redeemer, who after giving his life for all, gave his Spirit to return to man what he had lost through original sin. It is the Holy Spirit who restores our true likeness to God. And as we read in the Gospel according to St. John and in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit is represented as a breath and a gust of wind. After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." John chapter 20, verse 22. When suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of a violent wind, which filled the entire house in which they were sitting. Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verse 2. For all this, we can conclude that ruah in the sacred scriptures is the Holy Spirit at work, like the breath of God or the divine breath. In the revelations that our Mother Virgin Mary makes to Luisa Picaretta about her life in the divine will, she gently describes the moment when, while she was with the apostles in the upper room, the Holy Spirit, promised by her Son, came down. How much transformation took place in the apostles! As soon as they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they acquired a new science, an invincible force, a burning love. A new life began to flow in them, which made them brave, to be able to split themselves into the whole world to make known the redemption. Thus the Church was born with the strong breath of God. It was the Holy Spirit who carried out this transformation in the apostles, filling them with his gifts and charisms. Today, we can all aspire for the Holy Spirit to enrich our lives with his presence, with his gifts and charisms. Although there is a condition, humility of heart, for God resists the proud. Blessed Elena Guerra was an Italian Catholic religious and founder of the Oblates of the Holy Spirit. She is considered the apostle of the Holy Spirit and the promoter of the birth of the Catholic charismatic renewal. One of her students was St. Gemma Galgani. Elena Guerra was born in Lucca, Italy on June 23, 1835. In April 1870, she made a pilgrimage to the city of Rome, together with her father, Don Antonio Guerra. By visiting the catacombs of the martyrs, Elena lived a profound experience of God, thus awakening in her the desire for a life entirely consecrated to the Lord. After visiting Pope Blessed Pius IX, she makes the decision to offer her life for the success of the Pope's pontificate. Elena felt a deep devotion to the Holy Spirit growing in her heart every day. Some mystical experiences, such as interior locutions, place in her heart a strong restlessness in relation to the devotion to the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ inspired her and asked her to take some initiative, but she doubted. After almost 2 years, Blessed Elena Guerra gave in to those interior locutions. Monsignor Giovanni Volpi, who a few years before visited the community of the sisters as spiritual director, commented with Pope Leo XIII on a visit to Rome in 1894 about those interior locutions of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Pope did not question anything, and thus, on April 17, 1895, Blessed Elena sent to Pope Leo XIII, through Father Bertini, her first letter expressing her agony for the little attention given by the Church to the Holy Spirit. Blessed Elena says, "Holy Father, the world is perverse. The spirit of Satan triumphs in our perverted society and tears from the heart of Jesus a multitude of souls. And in this terrible state, the Christians do not devote any thought to making supplications to the one who can renew the face of the earth. People recommend all kinds of devotions, but they keep silent about that one devotion, which according to the Holy Spirit of the Church, should be the first and foremost. People recite so many novenas, but that one novena, which at the command of our Savior in person, was even recited by our Mother, the Virgin Mary, and by all the apostles, is now almost forgotten. Preachers praise all the saints, but when do we ever hear a sermon in honor of the Holy Spirit, the one who models the saints? Therefore, O Holy Father, only you can make Christians return to the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit can return to us, defeat the evil kingdom of the devil, and grant us the long-awaited renewal of the face of the earth." The letters that Blessed Elena Guerra wrote to Pope Leo XIII motivated him to write the first encyclical to the Holy Spirit about his presence and admirable virtue. At the end of the encyclical, the Pope makes several exhortations to the whole Church aimed at strengthening her communion with him. On the night of December 31, 1900 to January 1, 1901, Pope Leo XIII from the Vatican, in celebration of the passage from the 19th century to the 20th century, sang Veni Creator Spiritus, meaning Come Creator Spirit, a hymn for Pentecost that helps us to invoke the Holy Spirit. Then the Pope prayed the litany to the Holy Spirit, which he himself had composed. And for the first time in history, he consecrated the 20th century to the Holy Spirit. Providentially, that same night, the first public record was obtained of a young woman who received what we now know as the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and this was her testimony. "I felt as if a fire was burning in my whole person. Strange words from a language that I had never studied came spontaneously to my lips, and it filled my soul with indescribable joy, as if rivers of living water flowed from the depths of my being." In 1959, Pope St. John XXIII beatified Blessed Elena Guerra, saying in his speech, "After so many years since the departure of Mother Elena Guerra, her message remains always current. We all perceive the need for a continuous outpouring of the Holy Spirit as a new Pentecost that renews the face of the earth." Then, at the beginning of the Second Vatican Council, the Pope led the Church to pray for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit with these words, "Renew your wonders in our days, like a new Pentecost grant to your Church, that united firm in prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and following the example of Blessed Peter, promote the kingdom of our divine Savior, the kingdom of truth and justice, the kingdom of love and peace. Amen." This was truly prophetic. Shortly after the end of the council, an important event took place that would forever change the lives of millions of Catholics and the Church itself. In 1967, a small group of Catholic students emerged in the United States who had been studying the primitive Church and the impact of Pentecost. On a weekend retreat, those Catholic students prayed that somehow they too could discover a renewed sense of Pentecost in their lives. One of the participants of that retreat says, "Saturday night, I went up to the chapel and I knelt in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar, and I trembled with the feeling of His majesty and His holiness. And although I felt some fear, I knew that I needed to stay there and pray. The next moment, in the depths of my heart, I pray a prayer of total surrender to the Father, saying, Father, I put my life in your hands, and I wish to follow Jesus, your Son, whatever happens. If it does mean suffering, I accept that. Just teach me how to love with your love. While I prayed on my knees, I found myself instantly prostrate before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. and filled and overwhelmed by the feeling of God's personal love for me. In the next hour, God drew all the students in that retreat home to the chapel where they got on their knees before Jesus, some raising their hands in prayer for the first time, others full of joy, others laughing with joy, others crying. Some had a great desire to praise God but could not find the words. They prayed the Veni Creator Spiritus, or Come Creator Spirit, the same hymn sung by Pope Leo XIII on January 1, 1901, asking for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit over the entire church. Finding it impossible to keep this good news to themselves, the students shared their experience with others. Other students and even their teachers began to join them, asking that they too could experience this new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and they did. The students who first experienced this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which they called baptism in the Holy Spirit, had similar experiences similar to all others. All these people earn a new profound way in their prayers, love for the sacred scripture, great devotion to the Eucharist, a heart for evangelization, a call to conversion, and a life of holiness, many vocations to the priesthood and religious life, the enthusiasm to help those in need, the formation of lay communities, experiencing many gifts and charisms. Thus was born the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, which continued to spread at an astonishing rate throughout the world. Come Creator Spirit Hymn by Pope Leo XIII. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator, come, from thy bright heavenly throne. Come, take possession of our souls, and make them all thine own. Thou who art called the Paraclete, best gift of God above, the living spring, the living fire, sweet unction, and true love. Thou who art sevenfold in thy grace, finger of God's right hand, his promise teaching little ones to speak and understand. O guide our minds with thy blessed light, with love our hearts inflame, and with thy strength, which ne'er decays, confirm our mortal frame. Far from us drive our deadly foe, true peace unto us bring, and through our perils lead us safe beneath thy sacred wing. Through thee may we the Father know, through thee the eternal Son, and thee the Spirit of them both, thrice blessed, three in one. All glory to the Father be, with his coequal Son, the same to thee, great Paraclete, while endless ages run. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.